VIP 1-2. There are several optimal approaches to teaching strumming patterns to new students, and if you put a metronome on and they can't play with it, they can clap along with the metronome. They have to see you clapping. It's not enough for them to just hear it. Dr. Zelio has a rhythm class, and people love it. Come back every week, and sometimes they take the same class twice in 1 week just because they love it so much. Technical people do think differently, like engineers, computer science people, etc. So teaching strumming, sometimes you can just play it for them and they get it. Sometimes you can play it slower and they get it. Sometimes you can explain that the strumming hand never stops. You tap your foot and your hand will follow the same direction and make a motion and then do it in the air, and some will get it that way. And then another way is to count out loud and make them strum on the one only, and then on the two, then on the one and two, then on the one, two, and three, and they gradually build. The pitfall is when you get to the syncopated strum, one, two, and four, and they won't do a silent down in between. One way is to ask their permission to grab their hand, and if they give it to you, you just push it during that silence. Or you can make them tap on the guitar on the silent down. Or you can start with the and of four that they play on, and then the four, and then you work it backwards from there. Or for the engineers, you can write down the pattern, you know, down arrow with a dot, then down and then an up and then a dot and then up, down, up, where the dot is the change of direction and everything has equal time value, all the symbols. In other words, the dot changes direction without hitting the strings. And have them practice it very slowly, mechanically, 10 times in a row or for 5 minutes, and then speed it up a little. This is as opposed to the earlier methods where they didn't change the tempo, but we added and subtracted rests and attacks. So how do you know which method to use? Do them all in the order above. In other words, A, just play it for them and they get it. B, play it slower and they get it. C, explain that the strumming hand never stops and that it follows their foot and make them do it in the air. And D, count out loud and make them strum each beat separately. And then E, you can do it with the visual pattern with the downs and ups. And even those who get it right away can still do the rest of the exercises because multiple ways of thinking is valuable. Say to them, different people get this in different ways up front so that they don't feel bad if they don't get it the first few ways that you explain it. So you say, that'll be okay. We'll go through them all, and not everybody gets this the first day, and that's also okay. You can use down, down, up, or one, two, and either way. And more advanced students, you can give them a variation. Like subtracting is harder to play than adding an event, so you can take away beats for them. Or you can have them play the original bar plus a variation back to back, you know, or flip the order. You do the variation and then the original. Or you can do the original plus two variations, and now there's nine different combinations, because if the original is A and then your two variations are B and C, then you could do ABC, ACB, you know, B, A, C, etc., all the different combinations. There's nine possibilities. There's three variations plus the original. That's 25 possibilities. So you can do this in a class for months. Advanced players can also be the metronome. Don't listen to others and, stick to your tempo. Or they can switch on the up strum. Get them to remember each strum by giving them names. You know, like first student plays A, second plays B, and if you have an odd number of students, then you just include yourself. Correction. You want each student to play all the rhythms. So if you go in a round, you want an odd number, because then you're bound to have the first student play a different strum than they started with the first time around. So if you do have an even number, then include yourself, and now it's an odd number, so that everyone gets exposed to all the different strums.